You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English. And find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nantes English.
101.3 FM.
So today I'm joined on the phone by Pete from Saint-Étienne, which is very exciting because we are here to talk about our album of the week, which is Home Counties. It's a very, very exciting album because it's unlike anything I have ever heard before. So I can't wait to get asking about all the questions about how this actually came into being. So to start off with, I don't even know how to describe this album in a way that will do it justice. Obviously it's about the home counties, which you can't really describe in a way which will do them justice either, because there's so much in them in terms of different paradoxes. So I was wondering, put this burden on you, as you're the guys that did it. So can you sort of explain what it is and then how it came about, this album?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'd started writing some songs, and Sarah had written some lyrics for a couple of tracks, and Bob thought of the idea of home counties because there was a kind of thread through the lyrics. That there was only two songs, but you know, that mentioned sort of reminiscences of when we were younger, and we all grew up in an area called the home counties, which is surrounds London, really. It's kind of counties, or you know, districts that surround London, and they're sort of known for most people are embarrassed to say they're from their home counties. It's kind of known to be a bit dull, suburban, commuter kind of country, you know, and you think of not very progressive attitudes and things like that. When you're young, you sort of yearn to get away from it, really, and move to London, which is a bit more, you know, got more going for it. But as we're getting older, I suppose we're kind of looking back at formative years, and you appreciate things more, you know, about just memories and places. Sometimes the sort of lack of excitement is actually something you're fond of.
Yeah, that was something, because I've been trying to work it out about the album, about whether or not you are kind of poking fun at the fact that it is the place of, as you say, warm beer and cricket, or whether or not it's a kind of a love letter to this place, even if it is sort of boring. Is it meant to be a celebration of the home counties?
Well, yeah, it's a kind of a double-edged thing. It's sort of to reclaim it from the kind of Daily Mail readers. So, you know, it's a bit like saying, well, you know, if you come from this place, there are, you know, there's great things there, and we met each other because, you know, we grew up there, and I think there's lots of people in bands, lots of writers and artists and people that, you know, partly because of the boredom maybe of these kind of places, you end up becoming more creative, maybe.
You mentioned the Daily Mail. I'm going to go to a newspaper that is, I mean, there is a link in that it's a newspaper, but apart from that, they didn't have much to do with each other. The Guardian writing about your album, and they were talking about the kind of, they used the word Brexit a lot.
I know.
As you can imagine.
And UKIP.
Yeah, and UKIP. And I was just wondering how you feel about about the fact that they kind of talk about the Brexit album, the Brexit vibes.
Yeah, well, I think they completely missed the point. I mean, they might have not noticed that our band's called Saint-Étienne.
Yeah, it's not difficult. Yeah, okay. So, okay, happy now that some shade has been thrown at the...
Yes, but, you know, I mean, that is, it is the kind of... I mean, to be fair to them, the area is the kind of, you know, I think a lot of people voted, you know, for Brexit,
okay.
And also loads of people vote Tory in that area. So it's kind of a... But that's why it's a sort of love-hate thing, you know, it's about the push and pull, you know. Well, certainly when we're younger, it's desperate to get away from it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I grew up in it was the 80s when I was living there, or the 70s and 80s, you know, ages ago. And it was quite a sort of It's a bit like now, I suppose. There was quite a lot of, sort of extreme sort of right-wing stuff going on, and thuggery, and viewpoints are very, you know, kind of extreme, and you know, and I didn't even look that weird, you know. I used to look a bit like, dress a bit like, you know, with a big quiff and stuff like that. But you know, even though people would think you're kind of strange or something, like, you know, if you like different music and stuff like that. And you get in a taxi, and everyone there's quite a lot of racism and things like that. But in central London, that didn't, you know, it wasn't like that. It's much more. I mean, it's much better now in general. But
it's funny that you talk about now, because everyone kind of talks about the geographical. Obviously, with the name Home Counties, it's difficult not to talk about the geographical sort of aspect of the album. But I was wondering kind of about the history of it, because you've got lots of different recordings and samples of, for example, the Sports Report, where you've got kind of that, this traditional England that's breaking through, you know, very, very, and also something like the Church Pew Furniture Restorer, where you've got kind of the choral England. And I was wondering, were you trying to, as well as show, kind of give a snapshot geographically of the Home Counties, were you trying to give like an image of a certain period or different periods?
Well, I think that sort of, we weren't deliberately trying to do that, but I think that comes from just how old we are. because we're also, it's just, it's kind of a sort of, I suppose, not nostalgia, but there's a lot of sort of memories of the time when we were living there, you know, so which is, you know, quite a long time ago now. And so that kind of infuses it. And then things like radio stuff, that was, it sort of characterises the area, Radio 4, really.
Yeah. It made me laugh when I heard Reunion at the start. And it was just so perfect as a, kind of the way to start an album about the Home Counties.
Yeah, it was quite funny.
Yeah.
And then we got the Ken Bruce, he recreated that pop master for us, which is from Radio 2. But I mean, and these are things we're actually into now. So when we were kids, we probably would have thought Radio 4 was, you know, the diabolical or whatever we listen to it now.
So from a musical point of view, when you had all these different things that you wanted to put in, like the choral singing of the Church Pew Furniture Restorer, and then also the bit with Ken Bruce, was that, did you, like, so when you kind of sat down and started thinking about the album, you said that Sarah had written some lyrics. Did you sort of, did you have a plan and then decide how to kind of move the story between those different bits, or did you add the bits in? I'm kind of quite interested in, because it seems very eclectic and planned at the same time.
Yeah, it wasn't very planned. I think once it's nice to have a sort of framework or a vague, you know, idea, so you're not just sitting, you know, blank screen or whatever, trying to come up with. It sort of kind of informs things in a strange way, even if it's just a title like Home Counties. So. And then we all start songs separately, and then get together. And with this one, We only had 3 months to make the album. I think we recorded it in 6 weeks or something. So we all started working on things. And so nobody really knows what the other people are doing until we kind of start flying and sending around to each other. And it just sort of, gathered pace. So the thing with the kind of interludes, the instrumental bits, pieces I'd done, some of them I'd started before. And then I sort of said, "What do you think this might work in the album?" So it was a bit like that, you know. And then, it just sort of took shape, really. We worked with Sean Lee, producer, who is in the band Young Gun, Silver Fox. And Sarah had worked with him on one of the demos that she'd done. And we really liked the sound of it. That was the song Dive. And so we sort of met. We'd met him before, but we went met him. You know, I went up to his studio, and he's really good. Got loads of different interesting instruments and things, and he can play all sorts of stuff as well, which is handy. And he's fast. So we managed to got together then with all our sort of demos and worked through. I think we kind of prioritised ones which we thought, oh, these ones are more likely to end up on the album. And it's the quickest we've ever made an album, so Normally we'd sort of spend ages, I was going to say something weird, messing around, you know, trying to perfect things, and we didn't really have the luxury of time to do that, which in a way I quite like. I think it sort of, you know, some of them you could have made more elaborate arrangements on, and we could have, yeah, tweaked to our heart's content, but it's slightly more immediate because we didn't do that, I think. And and it's got an element of some of our earlier albums where we didn't have the technology or the you can get such good sounds and things, so we'd sort of limited ourselves.
Talking about your earlier albums, as you've been, as this is your ninth album and you've been around for a while, as in you've got a lot of stuff under your belt, I was wondering, when you start an album, do you have to decide kind of which vibe you're going with? Because you're a band that has, you've done lots of different stuff. And do you now think a kind of, we want to be more like Fox Base Alpha, or do you think about being more like earlier albums, or is each album a completely new project, a new sound?
Yeah, it's sort of, I think with some albums we've had more of a sort of sonic blueprint as well as a theme kind of thing, like with Tiger Bay, we wanted to do folk meets techno, so that kind of gave it the sound to it. With this one, we were thinking, I don't know, because we'd been playing Fox Face Alpha live last year and listening to that quite a lot, because we don't normally listen to our stuff. And that's quite sort of eclectic, I suppose. Maybe that sort of influenced them. We just thought, oh, well, let's have another go. Not actually having a blueprint for what it's going to sound like. And they just seem to fit together really well. I think part of that's working with Sean so that, you know, there was an overall kind of studio sound to it.
So I was wondering, with... So I think like it's all working musically, but then as you're writing, I was wondering about your this is a very complicated question in my head, so I'm like trying to get my head around it. Basically, so you're with the music, and you know where you're going with the music. Obviously, you're being inspired by your past and the home counties and where you grew up. But I was wondering how much. Now the things that are happening now, the general election, obviously Brexit, etc. When you were writing and you were sort of thinking about the sound that you wanted to create, were you thinking about the message that you wanted to put over as well? Because it seems to be quite a unique way of reacting to the current political climate. There are other bands who are kind of being very answering directly to the problem and sort of saying we think this and then writing songs about that. But you guys seem to be doing it in a really, really subtle way. And I was wondering...
It's quite subtle.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's really, really subtle. And I was wondering, is it subtle because you have your message, but you're kind of just veiling it and lacing it through your album? Or is it subtle because you can't write about Britain in any way without it being about the election today? So it's us reading it into it rather than you guys putting it into the album.
I think we always prefer to be slightly sort of oblique, or subtle. Partly because I don't feel. I think it works better that way sometimes, because people can adopt things in a certain way. I suppose the most blatant one on this is the. What Kind of World, which that was. Written the day of the day after Trump got elected, so I thought you can't really not. But it sort of went hand in hand. But there was lots of there was lots of sort of racist attacks going on and things like that. And just kind of, but they're generally sort of fictional stories. But so we sort of transplanted that onto kind of couple. But it's also referencing obsession with money and things like that. And,
yeah.
Wanting to pack it in.
it's a hard-hitting song, that it kind of, the lyrics work, lots of the lines work on different levels. And you feel, actually with the whole album, you feel, with that song especially, but with the whole album, you feel like you're listening to multiple songs and multiple albums all at once, because there are so many different things going on. It's quite weird, because with the album of the week, I feel like maybe because you've got the different sides, you've got the kind of the traditional side, like the church pew furniture restorer, and you've got the train driver in Train Drivers in Eyeliner. I feel like there are several albums of the week that I'm talking about at the same time as I'm talking about this album. But I just wanted to say again, thank you so much for talking to us. It's been really, really great. And also, it's such a lovely idea that it's just a pleasure to talk about it. It's just interesting to talk about the home counties. And I never thought I'd say that in my life. I never thought I would be saying.
Same here. I didn't think I would.
Thank you for letting me talk about the home counties. But yeah, absolutely. And then just one final question. What are you guys up to next over the next few months? What's your summer like?
So we were got an American tour coming up in September, and a few festivals before that. Yeah, hopefully some stuff in Europe. I don't know, nothing booked in yet, but definitely intending to.
Well, we hope so, because I think everybody needs to learn more about the home counties, the bastion of Englishness and greatness. Anyway, Pete, thank you so much, and we're going to keep listening to the album because we love it. So thank you again, and talk soon. Bye.
Great speech to you. Cheers.
You're listening to English for Everyone. Tweet us and follow us on Instagram at EU Radio English, and find us on Facebook, EU Radio Nant English. 101.3 FM.